Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety slayer, back with another dose of calm, control, and courage. Now, let's talk about something seriously crucial. Self-compassion. Because let's face it, life can be a real roller coaster, right? There are ups, there are downs, and sometimes we feel like we're stuck on the loop-de-loop of self-criticism. You know that feeling when you mess up, maybe you trip in front of everyone, or accidentally send that embarrassing email to the wrong person. Our brains can go into overdrive, bombarding us with, I'm such a klutz, or I'm so stupid. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that negativity spiral? End of self-compassion. Self-compassion is like giving yourself a big, warm hug after a tough day, a little understanding, a lot of kindness, and zero judgment. Think about it. Would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not, right? So what's subject ourselves to that kind of harsh inner dialogue? Here's the deal, self-compassion isn't about ignoring our mistakes or becoming a pushover. It's about acknowledging our imperfections with kindness and understanding. It's about recognizing that we're all human, capable of making mistakes, and deserving of love and acceptance, even when things go south. So how do you cultivate this superpower? First off, mindfulness. It's like hitting the pause button on those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, take a deep breath and observe those thoughts without judgment. Just notice them like clouds passing by in the sky. Next, remember that common humanity. Remind yourself that everyone messes up, everyone feels insecure, and everyone has moments of doubt. You're not alone in this journey. Think about your friends. Would you judge them harshly for their struggles? Probably not. So extend that same compassion to yourself. Speaking of extending kindness, be a cheerleader for yourself. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Acknowledge your efforts and give yourself credit for all the amazing things you do. It's easy to focus on what we haven't accomplished, but remember to appreciate how far you've come. Now, here's something super powerful. Practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a long bath, hitting the gym, spending time in nature, or indulging in a good book. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for cultivating inner peace and resilience. Lastly, don't forget to forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Learn from your errors, acknowledge them, and then let go. Holding on to guilt and shame only weighs you down. Ever feel like you're trapped in a cycle of self-criticism? You know, that inner voice that keeps reminding you of every flaw and failure. Imagine this. You're baking a cake, you know, one of those delicious, layered masterpieces, but then you accidentally drop the batter on the floor. Frustrating, right? Now, picture yourself in two different scenarios. Scenario 1. You berate yourself, declaring, I'm such a disaster. I can't even bake a simple cake. You give up on the whole thing and order pizza instead. Scenario 2. You sigh, acknowledge the mess, but then you say to yourself, okay, that's a bummer, but it happens. Let's clean this up and try again. You sweep up the batter, start over with a new batch, and eventually bake a delicious cake. Which scenario feels more empowering? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about, acknowledging setbacks without getting consumed by them. It's about dusting yourself off, learning from your experiences, and continuing on your journey with kindness and resilience. So remember, practice that self-care, celebrate those wins, forgive the slip-ups, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You deserve it. I want you to take this one simple step today. At the end of the day, look in the mirror and say 3 things you're proud of about yourself, big or small. Then, give yourself a virtual high five for being awesome. Keep those vibes flowing, share your thoughts on social media, and I'll catch you tomorrow with another dose of calm, control, and courage. Keep it real, keep it kind, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.